Welcome to the Tim Hill Podcast. If you have the time, you can not only listen to the episodes, but you can also watch all the shows, and you'll find the links in the description below. Thank you. It's me, Horace Podmore, your political commentator. Now, get a load of this. That poison dwarf, Sadiq Khan, London's mayor, blocks statue of our late queen. In favour of a tribute to a trans prostitute. This is in Trafalgar Square on that fourth plinth. What's he thinking? Anyway, I saw this. I found it very funny. I'm not a gynaecologist, but I know I come when I see one. That's Sadiq Khan. Yeah. He needs removing as soon as humanly possible. He's not fit to be in that office. Look at the damage he's done to London. Knife crime, everything's up. Nothing's down. Anyway, move on. Now, this is your Labour. This is their thinking. There's old flip-flop. He wants to bring back Shabima Begum. You know, that terrorist that goes around bearding people, thinks nothing of seeing somebody's head in a bucket. And then there's David Lammy, Foreign Secretary. He thinks all Brexiteers are nasty, Nazis. And then Lisa Nandy. She wants to abolish the army. Well, I think the Tories are doing a fairly good job of it at the moment. And then is that Charlotte. Don't know what her thinking is. Women have penises. Really? Now, Sue Gray, do you think that during the pandemic, when they were chasing after Partygate, Sue Gray was put in charge of the inquiry? Do you think she had an ulterior motive? Yeah, she's chief of staff for the Labour Party. Yeah. Old Starmer got away with it, didn't he? I think his crime was worse than what Boris did. He was campaigning, which wasn't allowed at the time. And they were having a party having curry. Double bleeding standards. And that's what you can expect. So, Starmer. Sunak. As snakes are the same head. Yeah. Different heads, same snake. You can't trust the buggers. Meanwhile, if you don't back the farmers, if you don't support our farmers, you're going to go hungry. Now, in Wales, right, they've made compulsory purchase orders on farmland to grow trees, apparently. So this is the arsehole. This is the tow rags that's in charge. Labour, by the way. And if you just look at how badly that they've managed Wales' economy and all the rest of it, what they've taken. So they bought this farmland, they had trees on it. First thing they've done is cut them all down. Yeah, that's Labour for you. Why? But I don't understand why people can't see it. Why aren't people waking up and smelling the coffee? And here's something else. Right. Now, not being a conspiracy theorist or anything like that. Now, do you think that these two and a few others had a vested interest in the old COVID vaccines? Old Valance. Old Patrick Valance. and what's his name, Van Tam. They've now got very cushy jobs with certain companies, haven't they? And Sunak, how much did he make out of it all? Yeah, bloody crooks, a lot of them. Meanwhile, right, you couldn't make this up. You know all these doctors have been on strike, all junior doctors. There's a leaked document come out from the NHS saying that 7,000 cancer patients have had their operations cancelled, delayed, because of the junior doctor strike. It's an essential service. They shouldn't be allowed to go on strike. They don't let the military go on strike. They'd sooner disband the military and let them go on strike. And look how poorly paid the military are. Yeah, probably mugged off, haven't we? Ah, this is another one. Right. Over 700 nurses have been let into the country and been given jobs in the NHS with no real qualifications. Why can't they check this stuff up? And not only that, they're also given dependents visas. No wonder the country's bloody full. And the police, Nadine Dorries, something has gone horribly wrong with the police. You're seeing it all the time, double standards, particularly with these Palestinian Hamas supporting marches every week. Anybody that says anything against it, the old Bill's arresting. It's bloody wrong. It ain't going to end well for anybody. Now, over in the EU, it's only taken Ursula von der Leyen 5 years to trash the European economy. You couldn't make it up. While the EU's falling into recession, some of the rest of the world are doing okay. We were doing okay, now we're into recession. So the Tories haven't got that right, have they? So Europe is in a worse state than we are. And they've got these idiots want to rejoin it. The EU said, yeah, they'll welcome us with open arms. Of course they will. We was a bloody cash cow before, weren't we? That's all they want us for is our money. Money that we haven't got, by the way. Did you know that the UK is in debt to over £3 trillion? We've got the biggest debt since the Second World War. It's going to take us centuries to pay it off. Meanwhile, the invasion continues. Over the last week, over 6,000 illegal economic migrants have crossed the Mediterranean from Tunisia into southern Europe. It's unsustainable. Europe's full, whichever way you look at it. Why are they coming here? That's a big question. Why are they coming here? Now look at the UK immigration figures over the last, since the 50s. And since 2011 to 2021, 42% up. It's crazy. Now, this is a queue outside a dentist for free treatment. Okay? All of them illegal economic migrants, all queuing up to get a dentist appointment at taxpayers' expense. And you wonder why public services are under strain? Here's a warning. Every country that has been involved in Muslim immigration has eventually become an Islamic state. And don't think the fate of your country will be any different. Islam is a cancer for which there is no cure. Well, there is a cure. Don't let the fuckers in. Expel the bastards. Now, why would somebody want to come to a country that has everything that they despise? They don't like beer. They don't like drinking. They don't like women showing flesh. They don't like our culture. They don't like our religion. They don't like anything about our country. Yet they come flooding into it. It's not fucking rocket science to work out why. Why do so many Muslims want to flee Islamic countries? It's one of two reasons. One, they don't like living under Islam. Two, they want to convert the rest of the world to Islam. Work out which one you think's going on. The invasion, it's an invasion. There's millions flooding into Europe. And we're not the only ones. America has had over three million illegal migrants flooding into America in the last few years. Porous borders. We need to stop it. Meanwhile, Blackburn, up in Blackburn, Lancashire, they're spending £5 million of taxpayers' money to build a fucking super mosque. Why? Why are they spending so much money to build a fucking super mosque? With taxpayers' money. I'm lost for words. Meanwhile, this is the border between Israel or Gaza and Egypt. The Egyptians don't want Palestinians invading Egypt. Wonder why? They're Muslims. Why do they not want to help out fellow Muslims? That's an interesting question, isn't it? Maybe because Hamas is a terrorist organisation. And the Egyptians can see that. And they don't want them. It's as simple as that. Why should the West take them? Why cannot Muslim countries take their refugees? Why can they not take Muslim refugees? Ask yourself that question. So, if you're any of these, right? Jewish, LGBTQ, XYZ, Christian, atheist, believe in science, woman that likes to show off her bikini, Israeli, or a free thinker, Islam wants you dead. That's a fact. I saw these two and I thought, so funny. Oh, hello, darling. You're home early. You can see it, can't you? Haven't we met before? How the fuck would I know? Anyway, there is a solution. And the solution is vote for change. If you want change, if you want to stop this in the UK, Reform is the only party that will do it. They had the policies to stop illegal and legal migration. They have a net zero approach to immigration. One in, one out, or one out, one in. So come the general election, come the local elections, come any by-elections, be brave. If you want change, if you want to see this country return to any sort of what it was before, then voting reform is the only way you're going to get it. And if you're one of the Brexit voters, if you voted for Brexit and there's 17.4 million of us, then you have a duty to turn out at every election and vote for reform. Anyway, I think that's enough ranting for one day. So until another day, until the next one, please subscribe to the channel. Give us a like. If you disagree with me, put it in the comments. I'm open for a debate. I'm not far right. I'm just right. And on that note, TTFN. Ta-ta for now. Welcome to the Tim Hill Podcast. If you have the time, you can not only listen to the episodes, but you can also watch all the shows, and you'll find the links in the description below. Thank you.